Senate, please come to order.
Jamie.
I thought it would be smart.
Would the members please note their presence by voting? Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 14 senators present this morning.
The Senate, please rise for prayer. Lay Rabbi Daniel Plotnick.
That would have done it. We didn't do our part.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hear our prayers and bless thy servants. May the wisdom of God guide us this day. Bestow thy favor on this blessed land and prosper our nation and state and all of its resources on land and on the waters. May thy blessings rest upon all of our free institutions, that this land remain forever the home of liberty. Be thou with us now and forevermore. Help us in all of our ways. Amen.
Caucus?
Senator Coletta, did you want to dispose of the citation to Bob Hardick before we go or when we come back? All right. Oh, we have a delegation from the other house. You have the floor, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. President, we're pleased to announce that the House has concluded its business and adjourned to sine die.
Thank you very much for the report. I'd heard rumors of it. convey our well wishes to the speaker if he is still in Juneau.
Thank you.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we recess for the purpose of the Republican caucus to return at the call of the chair.
President, we can have a... Do you wish for the bookkeeping, do you wish to have items of the journal and so on conferred before we have a caucus?
Would you mind withholding it till we certify the journal so the girls can be typing it while we're...
Withdraw the motion, Mr. President.
Will the secretary please certify us to the correctness of the daily journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal the first day of the second special session of the 11th legislature and Senate House Supplement Number 1 and Senate Supplement Number 1.
Senator Clements.
Mr. President, I move that the journal for the first day of the second special session of the 11th legislature and Senate House Joint Supplement Number 1 and Senate Joint Supplement Number 1 be approved as certified.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we recess for the purpose of the Republican caucus to return to the call of the chair.
Mr. President.
Senator Kutula.
I'd ask the Senate Democrats would touch base in the Senate coffee shop. We might go into caucus subsequent to that. I don't see any immediate purpose.
Sure, Mr. President.
The Democrats will caucus in the coffee room. What will it be, Senator, an estimated time for the...
An hour.
The Half Senate... Well, we better make it one just in case. So the Senate stands in recess for Republican caucus.
Ed?
Would the Senate please come back to order? Does any member have a guest to introduce? You were introduced, George C., I see there, but he's been introduced so many times, I'm sure that you wouldn't mind standing once more. This brings us down to the messages from the House.
The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 1040, rules amended by the Rules Committee. Enacting repealing the Alaska net income tax on individuals and fiduciaries, providing tax credits for political contributions in household and dependent care service, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 1041 rules by the Rules Committee and act making an appropriation to the Department of Revenue for income tax, estimated income tax, and withholding payments, refunds to individuals and fiduciaries, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 1042 rules by the Rules Committee and act relating to taxes, repealing the Alaska net income tax on individuals and fiduciaries, providing for tax credits for all political contributions and household and dependent care services, providing for refunds in 1979 individual and fiduciary income taxes, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'm going to make a motion to recess the Senate to a call of the chair at 1:30. The reason for that is there's some additional standing committee reports that will be ready this afternoon so that every member has copies of them on their desk and time elements required to process to that point. I believe Senator Sackett may be seeking the floor.
Senator Sackett, you have the floor.
Committee announcements, finance will be at 11 o'clock.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, to the chair, did we get any messages from the House as to their position at this time?
Yes, the delegation from the House arrived and notified us that they had adjourned sine die, plus the fact that we've just read messages in the way of bill. That's the only communications we've had with the other body.
What is the technical order? If they have adjourned, can we read something that after they've adjourned? Or did we get them after that, or what?
We received their bill after they had notified us, but it's really whatever is in the possession of the Senate is the Senate's business. And therefore, we still have to stay in session until tomorrow to take care of bills that they sent over to us today, and like we did to them in June. The fact that they worked till the next day after we'd left had no effect on the legislation.
Well, getting at is that did you find that the bills that they sent over were in proper order?
Yes, sir.
Did you accept them?
I accept them, sir.
Well, that's nice.
Senator
Clark. Mr. President, I move that the Senate recess to a call of the chair 1:30.
Will the Senate please come to order?
Mr. President.
Senator Tricula.
This happened before, Mr. President. I move and ask the House consent revert to introduction of guests.
Hear no objection. The Senate reverts to the introduction of guests.
Mr. President, there are a lot of guests in the gallery today, and I suspect they'll be under introductions, but my good friend Vince O'Reilly over here from Kenai and Chitwood. But next to them is Mr. Gilman, who more than likely will be sitting in one of the seats you previously occupied, including the one you're in, perhaps, and my good friend Ron Larson. Ron Larson is mayor of Matsuboro.
Any further introductions?
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that we revert to communications.
Hear no objection. Madam Secretary.
September 23, 1980. Dear Governor Hammond, it is my understanding from your address to the joint session that if the legislature wishes to make a dividend disbursement not now covered by the call, the Speaker and the President could request the call be enlarged and you could thereby comply. It is the Senate's intention to act on a dividend bill. Therefore, I am requesting the call to be enlarged to cover this legislation. Sincerely, Clem Killian. That is the only communication, Mr. President.
Mr. President,
Senator Petrula.
A comment on that communication. It was my understanding and others in different sessions that the governor definitely said he would expand the session if we so requested. I'm sure he told me that.
He told the same thing. He said, if I have a request from the Speaker of the House as well as the President of the Senate, I will expand it.
Yes, sir.
Do we wish to advance to
Standing Committee reports?
Standing Committee reports.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 1040 rules amended relating to taxes, repealing the Alaska net income tax on individuals and fiduciaries, and recommended a majority do pass. Signed do pass with Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senator Petrula, Senator Bennett, Senators Hackney and Sumner. Senator Holman and Senator Ray signed no recommendation. 1040 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered CSHB 1042 rules relating to taxes, repealing the Alaska net income tax on individuals and fiduciaries, providing for tax credits for political contributions of household and dependent care service, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring, Senators Petrula, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. Senators Holman and Ray signed no recommendation. 1042 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered House Bill 36 amended special appropriation for a study of Alaska fisheries taxation law, and recommends to be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring, Senators Holman, Ray, Petrula, Hackney, Sumner, and Bennett. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends to be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 36 with a new title and be replaced with Senate Committee substitute. Senator Flutter, Chairman, signed do pass. Senator Trahan, Sumner, Holman, and Ziegler signed do pass.
Senator
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rule to be suspended and the Senate Committee's substitute for House Bill 36 Finance be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the bill is before.
House Bill number 36 amended by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Interim Committee on Bottom Fish, an act making a special appropriation for a study of Alaska fisheries taxation law and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title and new pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring, Senators Holman, Ray, Petrula, Hackney, Sumner, and Bennett. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute do pass. Signed, Senator Flutter, Chairman, concurring, Senators Killian, Sumner, Holman, and Ziegler. I have a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Ray.
I would move for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute. I ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, so order. Stands at ease. Please come back to order. Madam Secretary.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 36, financed by the Finance Committee, an act providing for residency payments to state residents and providing for an effective date.
Mr. President, I call the Senate.
Senator Sanity. Are you ready? Are you ready? It's been read for the second time. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 36 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Objection.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 36, finance, an act providing for residency payments to state residents and providing for an effective date.
Question
has been called. The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 36 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
Roll shows 18 yeas, 2 nays.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 36 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta, effective date.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 36 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. This brings us on down the to the calendar. I believe we have the hard citation.
Well, I'm going to hold the calendar open. Don't you have any introductions?
Don't you want to get rid of everything you can get rid of today?
Yeah. You stand at ease.
Senator, please come back to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the calendar scheduled for today be held one legislative day.
Hear no objection. There, the objection is noted. Senator Kelly. Have objections been removed? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended, the time notice be waived on the citation in memoriam Bob Hardick, and that it be taken up in the special order of business at this time.
Hear no objection. So ordered. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the sponsorship be shown as all members of the Senate also.
Hear no objection. The sponsorship shall be shown as all members of the Senate.
Did you read it?
In memoriam, Bob Harting. The legislature is shocked and saddened to learn the untimely death of our former colleague, Bob Harting. Bob Harting earned a solid reputation for leadership over the years in his many Alaska endeavors as supervising Anchorage Attorney General, as a senior partner in the law firm of Harting, Rhodes, Norman, and Mahoney, and as an outstanding state legislator in 1973 and 1974. More recently, his efforts as a member of the Board of Directors of the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce contributed greatly to the well-being of his community. We can ill afford the loss of an able and hardworking Alaskan like Bob Harting. We extend our deepest sympathies to Bob Harding's wife and family. We shall miss him very much.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the citation.
Hear no objection. The citation is adopted. That brings us down to unfinished business. Special orders. Announcement of committee meetings. I think that was already done.
Stand at ease, please.
To order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, prior to placing the adjournment motion, word of explanation so the members know what's occurring. Procedurally, we're required to remain in session through part of tomorrow to address those measures that were transmitted to us by the House today. Two of those bills were read across and were referred to the Rules Committee today. They will be acted upon tomorrow, as will the third measure, which is still in the Finance Committee. It can be taken up as a special order of business, having completed its required constitutional time frame. That's the reason we can't conclude the business today. We must come in tomorrow, constitutional time requirement. 8:45, the Finance Committee is meeting to address and turn out the third measure. At 9 o'clock, we will convene, address those measures, and we should be able to adjourn sine die also. Hopefully, the entire transaction will last no longer than 45 minutes or an hour.
And that's due mainly to the lengthy debate.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adjourn until 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Senate stands in adjournment.